Go to Romans 1. Put your hand over your heart and say thank you for an abundance of grace. In Romans 1, verse 16, popular verses, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." Watch this. "From faith to faith." Say faith to faith. "As it is written, the just shall live by faith." We all have a different revelation of what that means. I got a brand new one this morning about what that meant to live by faith. The Spirit of the Lord spoke four sentences to me. I didn't quite understand what he was saying until now. Amen. First sentence he says, he goes, "You cannot live by your own righteousness." He said, "You cannot live by your own works. You cannot live by your own life." Did you get that? He said like this, "You cannot love with your own love." There's going to come a time. Now notice this verse again, because he says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from" what? "Faith to faith." From one position of faith to the next faith, the righteousness will be revealed. From one position of faith to the next position, the righteousness will be revealed. Amen? From one position of rest to the next position of rest, it'll be revealed from faith to faith. Say faith to faith. We'll start with this one. I'm going to examine all four of these for a minute. Go to Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to help me a lot. Philippians 3. This is Paul talking about all his qualifications. He got into it early. He was talking about all his qualifications, how God started unraveling his qualifications. Hebrew of Hebrew, Pharisee, blameless. That's how he came to God. Perfect in every way. There's a time you can be perfect in every way, but that perfection is going to get broken. It's just going to happen. So watch this. Verse 7, he goes, "But what things are gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." That was his whole image, by the way. He had to lose his whole image of who he was as a Pharisee. He had the image of religion. He had the perfection of it, and he had to lose it. It all got broken down. Because when it comes time to walk with God, you cannot be found in your own self or your own doings. You can't. You can say amen. He said, "Yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, whom I've suffered the loss of all things." How many of you suffered a few things? Really, God's working something. If you can understand his plan and get in accordance to his plan, you can move into a union and a harmony with his plan. Because there's going to be a suffering of loss of things, the loss of identity, so he can restructure a brand new one. There has to be a loss in one area so he can bring forth a new. He's not just breaking you down for breaking you down's sake. He's trying to build something, but he can't build on a fallen image. He has to bring the fallen down. So sometimes we don't know. So he's breaking that fallen thing down. And sometimes going through that, it's not easy. But then he's going to rebuild. Amen. He's not going to leave you that way. He's going to rebuild you. Because he can't build on the fallen. It has to be shattered. This is what happened with Paul. He says, "I suffered loss of all things, but I count them but dung, that I may win Christ." This is the verse. Watch this. "To be" what? "Found in him, not having my own." And he was skilled to the nth degree at it. He said, "Concerning the law, commandments, the do's and don'ts, I'm perfect." He was perfect. "Concerning that which is of the law, but that which is through faith, be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is through the law, but that which is through faith." Say faith. that the righteousness which is of God by faith would be revealed. And then Romans says it's revealed from faith to faith. And the way the Lord shared that with me, he says, you cannot live. He goes, I want you to say that. I cannot live by my own righteousness. He goes, I want you to say that again. He goes, there's going to come a time, no matter how good any one of us are, it's not going to carry through. It's not going to make it. It's going to falter. Your righteousness, your goodness, wasn't designed to make it in the kingdom of God. It was never designed, because all of it together summarized still comes from the old. And God said, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for that. That's still fallen. Paul did it all under the old perfect. Walked around perfect. Perfect identity. Mary Poppins on steroids. Perfect. Squeaky clean. Had it all. And he said, I suffered the loss of the whole identity, had to be pulled down. What I'm saying to you is, here's how the enemy works. When you miss it, when your righteousness, yours, say yours, falters, he'll come in like a flood. People will come in like a flood. Some people are just waiting for your fall. God is not waiting for your fall. He's already decreed that old man's going to fall. He would much prefer it not fall in front of the human race, but it's going to come down anyway. It doesn't matter if it looks good. It's still old. You can paint a very good picture on a very old canvas. It may look good, but it's still old. It's not what he's looking for. It's not going to stand the test of time. It can't. It's not designed for that. Every one of us at some point in time are going to lose it. You're going to lose it. Oh, I know you're going to say, not me. Oh, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Every one of us are going to lose it. Because that's not what he's building on. Yes, he wants certain things so you don't fall apart from humanity, but what he really wants is you to be found in him. An internal transformation creating external manifestation. I think that's what you were saying this morning. Internal, external. I can't find it externally. I have to lay it down. If something happens, repent. If you lose it, repent. But the enemy wants you to grind you to powder because of failure. And when you get to the point where I can't do this the way you want me to do it, that is actually a very good place to be. You gotta get there. Paul got there. I don't care if it's in the arena of righteousness, love, it'll all be tested. You don't have the kind of love he's looking for. He has the kind of love he's looking for. He wants his in you, not you in you. I don't care how much you try, it's not gonna be enough. It won't last the time, it's gonna be tested by fire. And that testing of fire will bring out, it'll burn down the old. It won't stand. It can't. It's supposed to come down. It's supposed to be an unraveling and a dismantling. So don't beat yourself up if you lose it. Amen. So put your hand in your heart and say, Father, forgive me, for I know what my old man doeth. Forgive me. Legally, he doesn't even hold account to it because he already legally buried it. He's positionally buried it. He said, if Christ be in you, the body's dead. I'm like, it's not dead all yet. He goes, legally it is. He goes, what I want you to do is I just want you to bring it to me. The first part of any true growth is surrender. Say surrender. But I can't just surrender. I can't just surrender. I get forgiven and go on and everything's good. How many has ever happened to you? Missed it. Come on, everybody raise your hand. Praise God. So you miss it. You surrender. I'm forgiven. Move on. Right? That's 50%. I have to surrender. Let go. The quicker you come to the realization, I can't do love. I can't do righteousness. I can't do life. I can't do rest without him. I can't do. I just can't do. Amen. So when I surrender and I let go, the first thing happens in the surrendering process, you repent, you get to the place where you're good again. Amen. You're right with God. You haven't dealt with the problem yet, but you're right with God. Now go back to Romans 1. Let's read this again. So Romans 1:17. He says this three times, by the way, in the New Testament. The just will live by faith. You're not going to live by faith as long as you still think you can do it. Write that down. As long as you still think you can do it, you won't live by faith. Faith comes to those who have learned the place of dependency. The place of dependency, when you go through the process of the old breaking down, it's going to create a dependency upon the new. I cannot just live in a place of surrender. That's phase one. I realize I can't do this. Phase two, how do I do this? How do I do righteousness? How do I do love? How do I do life? How do I do rest? So watch this, verse 17. For therein, say therein, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to what? Faith. Every time you go through something and something has been brought to the surface, buried in baptism, brought to repentance, now what do I do? Embrace. See, Paul was being dismantled, but at the same time, he was being remantled. You can't just be dismantled without being remantled. Otherwise, you're just going to walk around like a broken mess all the time. And you're going to walk around like a broken record. Hello? Because if you walk around like a broken record, you'll keep doing it again and again and again if you don't get remantled. Say remantled. What I do once I'm surrendered, once I'm broken, once I'm forgiven, I have to mantle, remantle. What did he say? To be what? Found in him. Not having my own, but his. How am I found in him? There's one great catalyst that transcends all things. It's called faith. Faith to apprehend. Faith to appropriate. You can say faith is the appropriator of heaven. It's the appropriator of the finished work. Amen? How do I be found in him? That sounds good. Faith is the only way. I have to be engrossed into him. I have to be found in him. Faith is that appropriator that causes me to lock in to the righteousness. How I do it is, I want you to see this in Ephesians 4. Verse 22. Now there's a couple of things you can do. Watch this. Put off. This was the same Paul that wrote this. Put off the former behavior of what? The old man. which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Tell us something we don't know. But be renewed in the spirit of your mind and what? Put on the new man. Put on the new man, which is what? God created righteousness and true holiness. You got to put off and put on. God will help you put off and God will help you put on. When you face a wall, no matter what area of your life, you're going to have to put off how you deal with it and put on how he deals with it. Because if we try to deal with it with our old, it's not going to make it. Never. It's an eternal cycle of frustration. You can't. You might as well just stop and say, I can't. Now, it's a good place to be, but you can't stay there. It's a very good place to come to is I can't do this. It's a very good place. I am not presently fully equipped to do this. But you can't stay there. Phase one, put off. Phase two, sometimes your circumstances will help you put something off. Sometimes life will help you. God will help you. People will help you. You will help yourself. Well, however you get to that position, that's phase one. What I find is very few enter to phase two. If you stay in a position of brokenness and you don't take this appropriator called faith. See, he says, receive the free gift. He calls it in Romans 5 a free gift of righteousness. Free gift. If it's a free gift, just give it to me. He goes, I will. And the way I give this to you, I have an appropriator called faith. I'm going to freely give this to you. And I need you to freely receive it by faith. Because you've got to come. See, Paul wasn't just broken down. I count all things but dung. I've suffered the loss of all things. He's really talking about identity there. If you really want to know the truth, he suffered that whole identity because he was at the top of the top. And he lost all of that. But he found something else. He says now to be what? Found in him. Oh, faith is going to move you into the proper identity. God's going to help you unclothe the old, but then you're going to have to put the new one on. The way I do it, everybody does it. I do this every day now, is I do this at the throne of grace. I go through this surrender process. We do it on Tuesdays. We talk about it all the time. And then once I come up out of this baptism thing I do, I stand before the throne of grace. It's awesome. And when I'm standing there, I receive what I know to be a very, very thick white robe. It's like a, I've never seen a robe like that in the earth, but it's very thick. But it's light to wear, but it's just pure white. And I'll stand there until that robe comes on me. I won't leave that till I feel that position of righteousness. What are you doing? Well, by feelings. I walk by feelings. You can walk by feeling. You'll know when you're wearing something. How many of you are anointed and know you're anointed? Raise your hand. Okay. So when you stand there, I've already put off the old, but I'm putting that new robe on. Why? Because I have to put that identity on. I have to wear his identity. I can't be sitting in a place of no identity. I don't want the old identity. And some people just walk around in the shame and guilt of the old. You can't do that either. That's going to produce nothing. When your old man cannot make it and it gets broken down, you can't walk around like that. The enemy will just clothe it with something new like shame or guilt. You've got to reclothe. You got to put on. Look at your neighbor and say, put on. Put on. All this is an eternal work that'll produce an external manifestation. It's got to reside from within. That's what you said this morning. It's got to happen from within. God's got to work in you. I can't walk around with external goodness. I've got to walk around with internal righteousness. External goodness will not last. Internal righteousness will be forever. But I got to do it every day. And I'm clothed, filled, clothed. It's an inner clothing. But when I have it, I have it. How many of you know what I'm talking about? When I stand in there and I'm in there in the righteousness of God, I could have blown it. And the next day I could bounce right back in. It's like, how do you do that? Because I know God. And I also know my old man. But I also know the power of God is far superior than the power of the old man. I know how his mercy works. I know how awesome he is. I know we're all in process. So when I'm surrendered, buried in baptism, when I come up, clothe me. I have to be found in you now. I can't be in middle of nowhere. I can't be in my old man. That's going to gender nothing. I can't be in the land of brokenness. That's not going to produce the manifestation. I've got to be found. I can handle suffering the loss of all things, but I got to be found in something at the same time. I can handle suffering the loss of the old man. I can handle suffering the loss of identity. I can handle suffering the loss, but I got to be clothed in something new. I have to be. I can't just be walking around a land of brokenness. But I have to have it. We have to have the brokenness. But then we have to be clothed in the new. Say, clothe me. Clothe me. I have to be remantled. Say, God, you can unmantle all you want to unmantle. But you better remantle. Remantle everything that you're dismantling. If you're going to dismantle, then remantle. Here's the good thing. If you're being dismantled in an area, know that you're going to be remantled. But know the remantling calls as you've got to come to him. When you're being dismantled, you've got to come to him and get where he is so he can remantle you. Because you cannot walk around dismantled all your life. I've done it. I lived the whole year dismantled. It won't change. You'll wear badges. You'll start wearing badges. Look what I've been through this week. You careful, the whole that culture will get into the church. That culture will get into your family. It'll get into the suffering mentality. It'll get in the wilderness mentality. If that happens, it will breed nothing. God is definitely in a dismantling process, but he is also 100% in a remantling process. You have to let him remantle and understand any time you're going through a dismantling, there's always grace for the remantle. Always, always, always. Sometimes we don't receive it. Sometimes we're wearing the guilt or the shame of the dismantling. We haven't come to him, so the enemy's clothed us in condemnation. And if you don't get remantled, you're not working his plan. You're only working half his plan. It's the wrong workings. God just didn't want you walking around broken all the time. You have to walk around remantled. Don't stay in the land of brokenness. Amen? Remantle. When I miss it in an area of love, which happens, I have to dismantle. I can't do this. It's not of me. This is not the kind of love we already see. That's what I do. That is the old man. Definitely not your action. That was my action. I'm going to repent. I'm probably going to go have to repent to whoever or whatever I did because he makes me do that. He didn't make me, but he definitely requires it. Praise God. He asks of me, okay, go make that right. I'm like, I forgive it. You forgive. We're all good. He goes, nope, nope. Go tell him. All right. It's land's cleared. And God said, no, not yet. Now remantle. Now remantle. Surrender and move into the Father. Let the Father remantle the love. So recognize when the old is being dismantled, also recognize the fact there's always grace for remantling. If you don't receive that grace, you're going to be the one missing out because you're going to walk around in a dismantled state. You can't leave that because trespasses and all kinds of stuff will get in then. As the trespasses get in, you walk around under trespass state, you didn't remantle. If you remantle, try it sometime. Don't do the Adam thing and run and hide. When you blow it and miss it, run to him. You'll be quite amazed. You're going to have to do it by faith because everything in you won't want to do that. You won't want to do that because, oh, I got to go before God. You know, and so you just try that and you seriously blow it. So when you seriously blow it, what is the action happens? When you're new at this, you kind of run like Adam, you go hide from God for a while. Try this. Run to him. The only way you're going to be able to run to him is by faith, because nothing in you is going to want to approach him. Usually you're going to want to wait a week, bear the burden of your sin, you know, beat yourself up, do a few lashes on the back, you know, psh, 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 you know, do some penance, whatever you do. And then finally you'll get in the service and God will straighten it out. Praise God. Do this. As soon as you blow it, the next day, run to him. Now you're not going to feel like it. Oh, you're going to be bearing the weight of your own disappointment. You're going to be disappointing yourself. Run to him. Stay with him. Stay in the throne of grace. Stay there with him. Stay there with him. Stay there with him until he remantles you and you walk out. I'm like, I am not supposed to feel like this today. I am just not supposed to feel this good. That's called the free gift. And God's free gift of righteousness and grace will come to all who run to him. Grace is not, oh, I get away with it, I get away with it. God covers. No, grace does the exchange. Grace is there. Grace will forgive and grace will be there for exchange. A lot of people come to God and they get forgiven. That's enough. I'm forgiven. Thank God. Whew, I'm done. That is still not what he's looking for. Remantle. Remantle. If you blow it in the area of love, remantle in love. You blow it in the area of righteousness, remantle in righteousness. How do I do it? I'm in the throne of grace. Clothe me in the robe. And I literally see myself taking off a very old. Sometimes it's like, if I'm really feeling, I'll like take off this big old heavy, like feels like a chain of mail coat. And I'm taking that off in the spirit. I'm feeling like I'm just taking this stuff off. And this, I come there and I said, now, remantle me. Clothe me. I want to be now found in you. I don't want to be found in my old man. I don't want to stay in brokenness. Remantle me. Clothe me in righteousness. And I will sit there until I feel that. Until I know my conscience has been clothed in righteousness. I'm not walking around with a guilty conscience. I'm not walking around with shame or guilt, condemnation. That I've come out with a good conscience, because I can't go any further until the conscience is dealt with. I'm not going to be climbing up into the mountain of God with this consciousness. I have to stay there till the righteousness is made it where I'm so clothed, I'm back into him. I'm in you, Lord. I'm found. I'm in the strong tower. I'm in the fortress. I'm in the shield. I'm in your midst. I'm dwelling in you. I'm found in you, not in me. We're in a good place again. Praise God. That's the best place you'll ever be. Is to get remantled back in the righteousness, and now you're ready to move on. Isn't that a good word? You don't do that, then you're just going off in your own strength again. You have to get remantled. So found in him, clothe me, make me white as snow. Sometimes I'll feel like that coat around me, it's like white as snow, clothe me, white as snow. Put your hand over your heart, white as snow, clothe me, white as snow. I'm not found in that old man identity, I'm found in a new man. A free gift of righteousness, a free gift of grace, a free gift. It comes from you. You love me. Isn't that good? Y'all feeling that? Now, I did this in the area of works. Go to Hebrews for a moment. It'll work in every area. If you can identify it. This is what faith does. This is an amazing part of faith. What faith can do is reappropriate. It'll appropriate your remantling. Amen? Too many people are living dismantled. You can't walk with God and not get dismantled. It's just going to happen. But too many people live in that state because they don't understand the remantling process. And they're missing the fact that he has the brand new robe for you every day. Brand new. Watch this. He'll say it just like this. Look at verse 9, Hebrews 4, 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. He that entereth into his rest has ceased from his own works. As God did from his, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. He said they did not mix in faith. So he says, there's a land of rest that completely overrides the land of works. Sometimes we'll get in too much works. You'll have certain, I'll give you a few things if you're in works. If you don't know if you're in works and you want to know if you're in works or not, I'll tell you. If you're frustrated all the time, you're totally in works. If you're going through a land where you can't breathe and it takes just everything you can do to step one foot in front of another, you can't get up, you don't want to do anything, you're under a system of works, probably the spirit of Amalek, you're under a siege from the enemy and it's paralyzed you, you can't do anything, or sometimes you get overachiever kind of thing and it's too much of you and you'll get so disoriented, nothing's happening, you're running 100 miles an hour. Whether you're running 1 mile an hour or 100 miles an hour, if you're in work, you're under an influence of a system, but there is a rest for you. And what happens is sometimes we have to crash and burn because we don't learn how to stay in that place. How many of you have ever crashed and burned in that system? You know what I'm talking about? You crash and burn, you go, oh my, what do you want to do? Nothing. I'm done. I'm cooked. I'm sidelined. Forget it. I can do nothing in my own strength. How many of you have ever been there? I give up! God, I can't do anything. You got to do it. And if you develop a doctrine right there, and don't get remantled, you're going to live in that state between dismantling and remantling. And it's not a fun place to be because it's a very empty, empty, empty place. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you're doing. You get disoriented. How many am I talking to today? Anybody talking to me? And when you're getting disoriented, you don't know what's going on. You have to remantle. So if something's broken down in that area, what do? I move into the garden of rest. Whatever that means to you, to me, it's the lily's grace. I'm going to stay there until the rest is reappropriated. Again, I'm going to stay there till I feel the rest come over my heart, my mind, my body, until my body's come back into a union of rest to be found in his rest, not having my own works. I can't stay in a place of dismantled. I have to be mantled. You see that? Same with love. The higher you go in with God, I'm going to give you previews of coming attractions. There's this thing called Tree of Life. To what happens is your life, you can't live anymore without him. You start getting into a place of life and glory with him that I can't live. It's not, I'm not saying I can't live without you, God, and really I can. I shut down. My being starts shutting down. I cannot live without this life he's introduced to me because it now sustains me. It's a life that holds me up. It's a life that creates a platform for me to walk on. It's a life that upholds my soul and upholds everything about me and it holds my spirit up. And I love it when I'm in it and I hate it when I'm not. And it becomes almost a daily dependence. That's why I call it a daily manna, because I'm going to be that daily bread. I'm going to be that manna. My life is going to be that manna. It's going to work just like the wilderness did. You're going to have to eat of it every day. You got to learn to eat from it. It's going to sustain you. When you get introduced to the life, I can't live by my life alone anymore. I can't just say that. I start shutting down. I told Anna, I'm like, there's something happened. I start eating from the tree of life. And if I don't eat, I don't thrive. And I like thriving now. I like the juice that the life gives. I like the freedom and the liberty. I like this glory that comes with it and this joy and this pleasure that comes with it. And I don't like anything about it when I don't have it. Amen. Because every time God introduces you something, you can't live anymore by bread alone. You can't live by your own works. You cannot live by your own righteousness. You see the word? You cannot live by your own love. You cannot live by your own life. Because once you've got introduced to heaven, you're in a dependent state, and faith is appropriating the dependency every day for the new things. I'm getting clothed every day. Then you're going to start getting good at getting clothed. You're going to get gooder and gooder. Better and better. He said it like this: herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. You're going to start moving from faith to faith, from one glory to the next glory, from one level of righteousness to the next, from one level of rest to the next, from one level of love to the next, from one level of life to the next. Swimming, swimming, swimming. Swimming in a river. Man cannot live by bread alone. You're going to learn to live by me. As he goes, I live by the Father. I'm going to teach you how to live by the Father. He goes, I don't live by what you live by. I have something to eat you know not of. He goes, I've eaten from something you don't know of, but I'm going to introduce you, and you're going to live as I live by the Father. You're going to learn to live by the Father. For the just will live by faith. It's appropriating the brand new. Faith, it's appropriating the life, the love, the liberty, the freedom, the rest, the righteousness, the glory. Appropriation of the new man all the time. Praise God. Glory. Glory. I don't have to stay in the land of nowhere. I don't have to live in the old man. I don't care if he comes out or he stays hidden. It don't matter. God's got something greater. God's got something greater. God's new man is greater than my old. Say this: I am not intimidated by the deeds of my old man. I will not live under the condemnation, because God's new man is far superior than the old man. And I got God on my side to tear down the old and remantle the new. God is on your side to tear the old man down. He's with you. He is not intimidated with your old man. Because what he's purchased and what he's laid up for us is far superior. But he wants you to go grab a hold. Lay hold. Lay hold. I want you to stand for a minute. I'm going to have Tina pray this. I want you to pray here in a second, Tina, because you kind of started this morning. Say, lay hold with the new man. So I want you to just step out of the old. Sometime by faith, you can just take the step like you're taking off the old man. I take him off. I put off this old man. I put him off. I stand before, the Bible says all things are naked and open. You got to stand exposed before God. You stand there unveiled. Sometime I'll see myself standing in front of the throne room with a linen cloth around my loins. That's it. However you want to do it, that's fine with you. But that's the way sometime it just has to be. I got to get the old off. And then I want to put that new one on. And I'm going to stand there until I feel fully robed. Fully robed. Say fully robed. Robe me. Clothe me. Fill me. Clothe me. Put on. Put on. That's an act of faith. Put on. I want you to see that big, thick, white, plush robe. White as snow. I mean velvet, just smooth coming over you. Being clothed with thick glory, a cloud of glory coming over your mind, coming over you. Feel the righteousness that Christ has provided, the free gift. Someone said, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've done. So there, praise God. So listen, feel, feel, feel. Feel, feel, say feel the goodness, the white, the grace, the light, the yoke that's easy. Feel that? Feel the new man. Oh, I'm found in you now, Lord. Sometimes I feel like I'm surrounded by him. You know, a big fortress around me. I put on the new man. Out with the old, in with the new. I put on the new man. I'm clothed in light now. I'm shielded with light. I'm shielded in grace. As in heaven, Chris, I'm shielded with glory. I'm shielded. See, I'm shielded. You feel that? See the exchange? Always, always, always remantle. Always. There's grace. It's a free gift for remantling. I feel good. I feel righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Isn't that glorious? Now, no matter what you're dealing with in life, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me on the way here. He says, sometimes even the finances, everyone will experience the ebb and flow, but sometimes when the finances just drain down to the bottom, it's no longer time to run in your own strength anymore. You got to get remantled in the prosperity of heaven. Some of you today, where it's rest, righteousness, love, life, need an exchange. So I'm going to open this altar today. I want you to come and leave that old and put on the new. Don't leave here until you put on the new. There's grace here for you today. Now, I feel like Tina needs has either a word or she wants to pray into this, because this internal exchange that takes place will create an external mantle for you to wear. Whew.
Thank you, Father. You have come into your finest hour. Be brave. Be righteous. Make it right. You can make it right by letting go of the old man. You are forgiven already. There is a spiritual transition. This apostolic power has already transitioned you into. And as that robe of clothing, the anointing of the remantling is making a deposit today. There is a deposit being made today. There is a deposit being made today. Not only do you get to transcend, but you get the deposit today. If you make your way to this altar, you're going to get a deposit today. You're not going to leave out of here the way you came in. And making it right is to live from the righteous place that He's providing for you. I see a righteous place. This place is right. This is your rest. This is your prosperity. This is where the fruits of the Spirit lives. This is His consuming fire. This is the love. You will no longer be without identity. I claim you as my own. I claim you as my own. There is a great deposit, because many of you are already in transition. But you needed the apostolic to come and sound the alarm. You needed the man of God to decree, to make it plain of your walk and your talk. From this morning to now, we are all now being remantled. Let go. There's no need to hold on to an old man. Beautiful. Some of you are going to be looking like a beautiful star. Like beautiful stars. Some of you are going to have wings as angels. Because you're letting go of the old. You must let go. You must let go. Some of you are going to have flames coming off the shoulders because you are letting go and being remantled. He is giving you a free gift, a fire, consuming fire. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I hear the labor on the altar, but I see a beautiful light. I see the temples of lights now. I see everyone as light now. I see everyone as light now. I see everyone as light now. That means that you have actually spiritually made it into another ascension. I see you as light now. I see you as light now. I see you as light now. Be clothed. Be clothed. Don't be afraid of your new man. For it is the one that God himself created in the Garden of Eden. Some of you are afraid of the new identity. You felt the change. You know you're going to have to love more. You know you're going to have to walk in peace in a different way. But Christ says, I come that I may manifest in you. In you. Let the remantle happen. And we impart. Breathe again. It was five people that literally stopped breathing when it's time to transcend. But breathe. I found out. When the saints stand up under the anointing, they hold their breath. Breathe. And as you breathe, you're actually ascending. I found out that there's a space between your spirit and your emotions. If you let out a breath, it'll take you where you need to go. Ascend. That was your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, let the sound
cover this toilet. Sometimes the body gets weak, and a little illness will show up at time of transition. But it's going to be used for the good and glory of God to bring you to a rest. And then the illness is destroyed on point of contact. And you actually end up in a new place. Sometimes this happens by going to a new place. Remantle. Remantle. You're being remantled. Even you. A small illness showed up. Brought you to a surrender and a rest just to take you to another place. Remantle. All the goods are there. All the goods are there. You feel that your body has been trying to rest. So he wants to take you there. The apostle said, don't wander around no more in the unknown. You know you're free. You know you love God. You know you're saved. But nothing is happening. Remantle. That that he may be made manifest in you. Going to release a manifesting power. Something else going to be manifested in you, Captain. What's getting ready to be manifested in you is getting ready to take your business to a whole nother level. By default, you're doing some things. By default, the craft is happening. But what amazement would it be when he manifests in you? You speak to that business to manifest in the way the Father have called it to manifest. New contracts now, bigger contracts, more even employees under you. Some of you have a craft that you've worked for yourself. But now it's time to imagine the gift as you're being relamped. Now the hands will become healers. Now your healing abilities will go beyond teeth. You'll be healing hearts, minds, souls. You'll have an atmosphere of revival. Because now, the remantling takes everything to the next level. You have a craft in your own strength. But your new mantle is going to take everything to the next level. And for years, we wanted to take ourselves to that level. But today, we realize we're better off with the new mantling of the new man. My God. Jesus. It's a weight of God glory hit you. And there's a new surrendering upon you. You're going to find yourself humble if you've never been before. Humbling to a point that you ain't gonna even hardly be able to speak. This will be your impartation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I see craft, I see business. We're gonna impart into you, woman of God. Some changes have to happen for the business to go where it needs to go. So in the next few days, don't ask for an outer change. Ask for the inner change that the Father will impart into you. The things that's necessary that your business go to the next place, but you'll be able to sustain there and live off of it. Your desire is to live off the business. You have to get it inside of you. You release the deposit of glory and power. It's much work to be done, and it is being done in Jesus' name. You're going to find out that you're not enough for where you're trying to go. You're not enough. This is where you take the limits off and become unlimited receiving from God. That he pack you, well sustain you, that the door before you remain open and you walk in. And when you get there, you're making things happen because you're there. Thank God for the remantle.